Blog Talk Radio.
To Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I want to thank you for joining me today. And another day, beautiful day. I guess we have Hurricane Henri hitting the East Coast and New York. Oh my goodness. Pray for the people up there and Afghanistan and Taliban. But, you know, today's the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And this August 22nd, let's pray from Jesus' calling. Trust me and do not be afraid. I want you to view trials as exercises designed to develop your trust muscles. You live in the midst of fierce spiritual battles, and fear is one of Satan's favorite weapons. When you start to feel afraid, affirm your trust in me. Speak out loud if circumstances permit. Resist the devil in my name, and he will slink away from you. Refresh yourself in my holy presence. Speak or sing praises to me, and my face will shine radiantly upon you. Remember that there is no condemnation for those who belong to me. You have been judged not guilty for all eternity. Trust me, and do not be afraid, for I am your strength, your song, and your salvation. This is from Jesus Calling for today, August 22nd. Happy birthday to my dear friend Nancy. And today's readings would be James 4, 7, Romans 8, 1, 2, and Isaiah 12, 2. So let us go to the throne of God and let's invoke some prayer for the Yashapur, first part of the Awakened to Empowerment Radio Show. Lord, we thank you for this day. Your word tells us to walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5, 7 says, walk by faith. Your word tells us whatever we ask for in prayer with faith believing, we will receive. So, Lord, we will pray without ceasing, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. We will pray big and worry small. Because we know, like Dr. Charles Stanley says, if we fight all of our battles on our knees, we will win every time. So, God, we ask for your protection and provision on our country, on our families. And, God, please let us see a miracle in Afghanistan. God, please change hearts and minds. Please help our commander-in-chief. Oh, Lord, help us see the truth. And let us be the truth, Lord, and teach us to be better people, more loving, more kind, more giving. And God, take the evil out of the world. We rebuke you, Satan, and all your dirty schemes, because America is a great country. We are great people. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. So God, we thank you for this day. We humbly ask you for forgiveness. As your word tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people humble themselves before me, I will heal their land. So, God, we ask that you heal our country. We ask that you show us what we need to do to be a country of excellence again. Excellence, honor, and integrity. Leaders of the free world to keep people free and for people to know you. And God, we just thank you, and we hope to glorify you. Let the words we say today be pleasing to you. Lead, guide, and touch us, touch our leaders to glorify you. And we know that, Jesus, you're coming back soon. So you lead us, guide us, whatever you want us to do. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. We surrender to you. Amen. So thank you for joining me in prayer. And very interesting. I guess we've really left a boatload of stuff back there. And I'm hearing a lot of things about China that are going to come in and reverse engineer a lot of our weaponry. You know, nice vision goggles, billions of dollars worth of military weaponry, I guess, reportedly has been seized by the Taliban. 2,000 U.S. armored vehicles, 40 aircraft, I mean, you know, millions of things. And I guess a lot of food, which is good, but it's frightening because what's going to happen? What's going to happen to all this equipment that's left? What's going to happen? Okay? I mean, 50 caliber machine guns, radios. I'm going to read an article here, and this is task and purpose. Here's the military equipment likely to end up Biden administration. They captured significant amounts of military equipment supplied to Afghan security forces during the militant blitzkrieg in Kabul in recent weeks. And I guess there's no accountability. Gee, what's been lost to the terrorists' hands? Okay, so it says here that Kabul show militant fighters touting M4, M16 rifles, M24 sniper rifle systems, M2 50 caliber machine guns, night vision goggles, radios, magazine pouches, military vehicles like Humvees, MRAPs. This is frightening, folks, because the Afghan army, the Afghan forces just lied down and gave everything to the Taliban. I guess U.S. $86 billion in funding. And it could not give them the will for them to fight. Oh, my. I guess according to a 2017 Government Accountability Office report, the U.S. military transferred roughly 75,898 vehicles, 599,690 weapon systems, and 208 aircraft between 2003 and 2016. So the last few years have seen Defense Department more than 7,000 machine guns, 4,700 Humvees, and more than 20,000 grenades. And it says, you know, to say nothing of the communications, the explosive ordnances, the intelligence, the surveillance, the recognizance, and all this other equipment. So friends, this is not good. I mean, 978,000 M4s and M16s. The Taliban or ISIS? Gee. Nothing to worry about. And I guess we did send them some high-tech equipment that I keep hearing China is just like chomping at the bit to reverse engineer. And we left, I guess, all this precious metals there, all these minerals, that's going to be really beneficial for all of our modern technology. I don't know. Was this done on purpose? Hey, is this chaos of this great reset? I mean, to set us back? I mean, Joe Biden spoke today. I mean, it doesn't sound any more cogent than he did the other day. This poor man, you know, from AlJazeera.com, says Taliban says fighters heading out to seize last major holdout. poor Afghans. You know, it's just, this is not good. I guess there was a crash at Kabul airport. It killed 7 as Afghans try to flee. I mean, it's just chaos. It's chaos. And then we have all these crazy, these weather patterns. I mean, there was the hurricane last week in Haiti, and then we got the hurricanes coming up the East Coast, and that hasn't happened. I don't know. Joe Biden thinks that he's done the right thing. Yeah, maybe he didn't execute it properly. Okay. You know, let's just pray for these people and pray for their safety. And really, we need to awaken America, and we need truth. But we need to get our country united, and we need to be smart. And, you know, this whole politics is meant to divide us. And I've said this before. We need to stop with politics, and we need to get to purpose and principles, first principles. So let's go back to the book we discussed yesterday, The Shocking Secrets of American History. Kind of interesting. Hey, I found out my name biblically means free man and strong. Strong, fierce in battle. And the male thing would be Charles. But so I feel like being a warrior for freedom, liberty, and, of course, God, our first freedom. So this is from The Shocking Secrets of American History, 115 Surprising, Amusing Tales by Bill Coate. Yes, I have a vast library, friends. So I'll read you the introduction, because we're going to do some stories every day, because I like how this starts. Is America losing its memory? So you've got to remember who we are, like it said in the Lion King. So who are we? What is our past? American democracy was founded upon what principles? How can we sustain them? These are questions that have perplexed us for a long, long time, and the answers still elude us to some extent. Yet, the very asking of them reveals how much Americans believe that a common understanding based upon some common knowledge of our nation's past is imperative. It draws people together. It gives us a common civic identity. Indeed, the promise of America is premised in the need for educated citizenry. Premised on the need for educated citizenry. How ironic was that, right? Thomas Jefferson articulated the idea in stark terms when he said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and will never will be. Oh, that's delish. Oh, that is so good. Oh, I like that. I think we need to make that part of our awaken to empowerment. I'm going to say that again slowly. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. That was from Thomas V. Jefferson. Today, a fear exists that Americans and America might be losing its memory. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to say a word about the president. Nope. That our shared collective consciousness may be fading. Numerous studies have shown that even in America's best universities and colleges, bastions of indoctrination, which we've discussed, many of our future leaders are graduating with an alarming ignorance of their heritage. It is almost as if we've been afflicted with a kind of historical amnesia. In this way, historical illiteracy hangs over us like a cloud. This book is offered with that in mind. I have been a teacher for over 3 years. I've taught history in the 6th grade and 8th grade and in college. And again, I'm reading from the book, Shocking Secrets of American History, 115 Surprising, Amusing Tales by Bill Coate. So he's a teacher. He's got an MA in history. And for 10 years, he's hosted a television show during which he shares historical vignettes with his audiences. Never seen him, but hey. Over the years, certain have emerged in my mind regarding the teaching of history. I will resist the temptation to fix the blame on our growing historical illiteracy and focus on some of the tactical solutions. First, we must recognize Americans of all ages live in a soundbite world. Yes, we have said that. We are soundbite stupid, ladies and gentlemen. The hectic pace of today's living means that most of us have very little time for history, so we keep it all together. If we only had a tool that would teach us smaller bites, we would have time to digest the pack. Well, that's how this book was conceived, with this in mind. Second, we must realize that any encounter with history needs an infusion of passion. All of us have our senses assaulted daily with electronic gadgets, videos, DVDs, and the like. If the muse of history is to complete, she must spread her wares with excitement. Persuading Americans to read history is not impossible, but it takes some effort. This book was conceived with this in mind. Third, it must realize that reading of history can be entertaining in and of itself. Some of the great stories of America's past can grip and provide us with mind-altering experience of losing oneself in the back pages of the past. This book was conceived with this in mind. The stories have been grouped into six categories, beginning with the Revolutionary War period and extending to the 20th century. As a result, the reader will move with greater ease among the different eras of American history. One final word remains. At first blush, it may seem that this book constitutes a collection of historical trivia. Nothing could be further from the truth. In composing the segments, I have attempted to set each story firmly in its broader historical context. It is true that I have endeavored to pique the reader's interest with stories that have an unexpected ending, but this does not diminish the significance of this piece. The cast of characters, as varied as they are, plots juxtaposed with each other reflect a unified whole. No era in our past immune from these strange twists of fate that shake us from our dogmatic slumbers and give us cause for reflection. From Jefferson, Adams, and Jackson to Amelia Earhart and Adolf Hitler, these stories cover the broad spectrum of our nation's political, social, and economic past. It is hoped that the readers will find these tales both enjoyable and worthwhile. Philcote, Moderna, California, March 2006. This is something that Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment, our show is going to do. I'm going to try and be diligent like we have been with the Yasha Perforce piece, Jesus Calling. So let's start our first story for today. Then again, this is from the book Shocking Secrets of American History, 115 Surprise Amusing Tales by Bill Coates. A Patriotic Defense of British Redcoats, Boston Massacre. The snowball fight of March 5, 1770 is a well-known story. British soldiers guarding the Boston Custom House fired into an unruly mob of dock workers, killing five of them. When Samuel Adams published an account of the shootings, the episode became known as the Boston Massacre. Little did the Patriot leader know the strange chain of events that would follow his expose. After Sam Adams' publication, the colonists were furious and demanded justice. So vociferous were they that the British authorities decided to make scapegoats of the Redcoats. The first to be put on trial was Captain Thomas Preston. He was found innocent. That left eight soldiers who now realized more than ever that they needed a good lawyer. Had their captain been found guilty, that would have rendered them guiltless. They had just been following orders. But with Preston had been found innocent, the soldiers were now on their own, hung out to dry. At that point, the best lawyer in Boston stepped in to take their case and to save their lives. When the trial opened, the defense attorney, who was himself a colonial, was held almost in as much ridicule as the soldiers. Cold stares surveyed him in court and he met with outright hostility on the street. Nevertheless, he persevered. The defense counsel maintained that the mob into which the defendants had shot was in reality an unlawful assembly. So brilliantly did he argue the case that after 2.5 hours, the jury came back with a not guilty verdict for six of the soldiers and the manslaughter verdicts for the other two. None of the defendants in the Boston Massacre went to jail, even the two guilty ones claiming a common law custom escaped prison by being branded. Thus it was that eight British redcoats owned their lives and their freedom to a colonial lawyer who laid aside his own political feelings to do his duty. For you see, that successfully defended the soldiers of the Boston Massacre was none other than John Adams, our second president, one of the most ardent anti-British patriots Massachusetts ever produced. And that's today's Shocking Secrets of American History. From that book, the very same title, and by Bill Coates. So we will be reading this. We'll learn something. It'll be education and inspiration because, you know, America's a great country. We were found on great principles. We are a great people. We are a compassionate people. We are a giving people. And there are buttholes out there, yes, like that racist group, Black Lives Matter. Anytime you're identifying with one specific race, I'm sorry. We are the human race. We are the world. We are children of the Most High God. We are all created equal, okay? Yes, there was slavery in here. That was part of that culture. It was horrible. And you know what? We have overcome a lot of that. Dr. We had a black president, for the love of Pete. Okay, so he was half black. I didn't like his white half either. I just didn't like his policy. I'm sure I'd like him. I'm sure he's a really nice guy hanging out in Martha's Vineyard, you know. $14 million house is a poor mooch. Poor Michelle complains on how terribly pressed she is with Oprah and her compound. Come on, man. This is not a racist country. We're not a sexist country, okay? There are people that may be assholes, but that doesn't make our whole country bad. It's a great country. We are America. We are Americans. So with that being said, we need to be the change, and we need to embrace who we are. We need to embrace freedom and liberty, and we have to be the high vibe tribe, okay? We have to be that change we seek. So with that being said, everybody should go out and help someone today, offer to help. I mean, people are always looking for somebody to help them, and that's a good thing. So, friends, this is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We are in some interesting times, and we really do need to pray. And we need to believe the good, and we need to be the good. And that's the most important thing, is being that change that we wish to see. So with that being said, it's Sunday. I hope everybody's having a beautiful weekend and a beautiful day today. Pray for all of our friends up there in the Northeast with this Hurricane Henri and in Afghanistan. You know, keep them in your thoughts and prayers. And, you know, miracles can happen. If we believe miracles can happen, miracles can happen. And let's remember who we are, America. Let's remember who we are. Let's remember who we are. And, like, here, let's go back to the Thomas Jefferson saying again. I love it. It is amazingly fantastic. Okay, it's so delish. It's something that we're going to say every day. If the nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Let's remember that, okay? This is Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment. We have to be the change. We have to remember who we are. We have to be free people, because that is what our nation was founded on, okay? But you can't be ignorant and free. It's beautiful. But now we need to remember to be well, be blessed, and be free, and be that change we wish to see. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and this is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And you know what? I want y'all to go ahead and check out this gentleman. He's a Colorado dad, and he's a black man talking about critical race theory, and he does not want it in his school. Because you know why? He says it's racist. Let's stop the racism right now, left, okay? The left is racist, okay? The more you cackle about racism and race, the more racist you are. So I think we need to call people out, and let's be real, folks. We are only as good as we choose to be, okay? They're saying China is number one in schools, yeah, because we're ignorant. We're going to lose our freedoms, friends, because of our ignorance. Hold your teachers accountable. And be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. And let's play a little Tim Kaine. It's been a while. We need to hear this. This is a good song. Here, let's go for this.
There's a man down on the corner holding a sign. You know, I think he's right. Says the end of time. saw a newsman on the TV in a Colorado town telling how some madman shot innocent people down. God, I hate to think what lies ahead. We don't get back to the Bible. Start doing what Jesus said. We got to pray like we've never prayed before. We got to fight like a soldier in a war. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't hear. We can't hear me. Till God bless America. I wonder what Thomas Jefferson would say. He could come back from the grave and talk to us today. Would he tell us that this country is just what he had in mind? Or would repent and turn to God be the words he cried? All of this lowliness comes with a high cost, and America needs to wake up before everything is lost. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand, every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't heal up. We can't heal again. Till God bless
America. Yeah, man. We've got to put the Ten Commandments back in the court, house square. Yep. Put God's word back in the schools. Yeah, why not open a prayer? How's that going to hurt? It's a high-vibe thing. Come on, man. Come on, Christians. Come on, people of faith. Come on, people that are high-vibe tribe. Let's fight for this country with excellence, dignity, and truth. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment and Truth. And it is time, okay? Our values are at stake. And that's putting our very liberty at stake. Friends, we are at a tipping point. It is time. It is time for liberty and justice for all. It is time for God to bless America again. It's time to save America, save our country, friends. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I'm going to say peace, love, freedom, and, of course, empowerment. Be well, be blessed, be free, be that shape. See, this is Carol Ann P., and like I said, peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind from Boston.